There haven't been any federal executions since President Biden imposed a moratorium back in 2021, but states are still carrying out the death penalty. 13 people have been executed this year, and over the next week, there are 5 prisoners scheduled to die, despite the fact that problems persist with how to end their lives. NPR's Kiara Eisner of our investigations team is with us now. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Kiara, I understand that there are 5 states planning to execute prisoners next week, the first being tomorrow night in South Carolina. This is the first for the state of South Carolina in 13 years, is that right?
Yes, and part of the reason it took that long is that the state has said it struggled to obtain those lethal injection drugs. They also had to wait for a recent ruling from the South Carolina Supreme Court that all 3 of its methods were constitutional. Now that they have that ruling, Khalil Allah, known before as Freddie Owens, he's scheduled to die tomorrow. Prisoners in South Carolina have to choose which of the state's 3 execution methods they prefer. That's the electric chair, lethal injection, or the firing squad. But Allah asked his lawyer to choose for him. He's Muslim, and he felt like choosing how to die would have been like suicide, which is against his faith. So his lawyer picked lethal injection.
How did South Carolina solve the problem of getting these lethal injection drugs?
Well, we know the state apparently has the pentobarbital sedative that it needs, but lawyers for Allah say the Department of Corrections hasn't been transparent about much else. They say they've asked for basic facts like the drug's expiration date and the results of state testing, but they haven't gotten any answers. I talked to Lindsay Van. She's the executive director of the nonprofit representing him, Justice 360.
The Department of Corrections has told us that they had to try 1,300 different potential suppliers before they were able to get the drugs, and now they won't tell us much of anything about the drugs.
Van says they've filed a federal lawsuit. One other thing about this execution, Juana, we've done a lot of reporting on the mental and physical toll on execution workers in South Carolina and 16 other states. Workers told me a first execution like this after a long break can be especially traumatic, and in this case, it's been 13 years.
Lethal injections were causing problems in Alabama, too, where the state is scheduled to execute a prisoner next Thursday. Are they going to use it again there?
They're not. The state tried to execute Alan Eugene Miller by lethal injection once already. In 2022, workers poked him with needles for more than an hour before the execution was called off. Now, Alabama is going to try again, but this time they're trying with nitrogen gas. If that sounds like deja vu, it's because that was the same unusual situation with Kenneth Smith, who survived Alabama's first lethal injection attempt and later became the first person executed with nitrogen gas in the country. Not everyone agrees that gas was better, though. When Smith was executed with nitrogen, the state said everything went according to plan. But witnesses in the death chamber said he convulsed as the gas was administered, and one said it looked like torture.
Kiara, I mean, 5 executions in 7 days, it does sound like a lot, but is it?
That's a record for the year. The other executions are in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And I should add that 3 of the men scheduled to die are Black. That's important because a report this year found that Black prisoners were more likely to experience botched lethal injection executions. But despite all these scheduled executions, it looks like Americans may be changing their minds about the death penalty. For the first time last year, a recent poll showed a growing number think the death penalty is applied unfairly in the U.S.
That's Kiara Eisner with NPR's investigations team. Thank you.
Thank you.